Chapter 4 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, Father, do we have to?
Charlie kicked at the legs of the chair upon which he was perched. Never mind that Abraham Lincoln might have occupied that very chair. The young lad was too peeved to think about the historic import of White House furnishings. He kicked harder.
We're barely related.
President Taft turned his blue eyes on his youngest child.
Charlie, you may recall the pleasant hours you passed in this place when Quentin Roosevelt was in your shoes. I would hope you would be as generous a host.
Mrs. Taft set her fork down. The roast is delicious tonight, isn't it, Will? Her speech was so clear you would never have guessed she'd suffered a stroke mere months before. Mrs. Jaffrey has outdone herself. Her husband nodded. Mrs. Taft sighed, her face awash in dreaminess. How well I recall my first White House visit, at 17. Her fingers grazed the violets pinned to her bodice, releasing their delicate fragrance. One step inside and I was smitten. She smiled sweetly. I made a wish then and there that I might live in the White House some day. Thank you, my dear, for making that wish come true. The president returned her smile and then nudged aside a piece of gristle with his knife. He pointed said knife at his son.
She'll only be here for a few days.
He lifted a large bite of beef dripping with gravy to his mouth.
And she is your cousin.
He chewed thoughtfully.
Of sorts. And said to be quite spirited. And charming.
But she's a girl, Father.
Charlie threw his napkin onto the table, ignoring his mother's uplifted eyebrows.
A boring old girl.
President Taft chuckled.
I remember thinking along those same lines about the female of the species. Until that delightful sledding outing with your mother.
He gazed adoringly at his wife, unaware of the drop of gravy glistening.